Well, here's more of what we know about Omar Mateen, the attacker in the Pulse nightclub massacre. Earlier today, FBI Director James Comey said there are strong indications he was radicalized online. During the attack, Mateen made several 911 calls in which he said he was doing this for the leader of ISIS. But he also said he was inspired by the Tsarnaev brothers, the Boston Marathon bombers, who were not ISIS. In the past, he's mentioned groups like the Iranian-backed Hezbollah. In fact, the FBI first questioned Mateen in 2013 after colleagues complained that he said he had links to terrorism. They interviewed him again in 2014 over possible ties to an American citizen who blew himself up in a suicide attack in Syria that year. Both of those cases were closed, but with this long list, it seems clear that he is a radicalized Islamist terrorist, right? Jim Walsh is Here and Now security analyst and with MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, you say what?
Well, I say it's way too early to judge that. We are less than 48 hours from this terrible tragedy. And so I would encourage NPR listeners, the head of the FBI, and even candidates who run for president to show a little more prudence here. Here's a thought experiment for you, Robin. Imagine there's someone who is bipolar, abusive to their wife, made up stories about ties to terror groups that are radically different and that fight each other on the battlefield, who hates blacks, women, Jews, and Hispanics, and has easy access to military-style weapons. Now, if there's no ISIS, does this person not commit an act of tragedy, or is this really window dressing for something else that's going
on? For somebody who might be very unbalanced. As Omar Mateen's wife has said over the weekend, she came forward, she divorced him 5 years ago, and she says very strongly she feels has long felt that he is unbalanced. We have other coworkers who have said that, one who rues the day that he didn't do more, you know, because he just thought this was – and this was at a security company, by the way, where Omar Mateen got a job at a security company, and one of his colleagues there has come forward and said he just thought he was completely unbalanced. But Jim, is there a difference? I mean, some people might say anyone who becomes a terrorist is unbalanced. You know, the fact that he had all these allegiances, you mentioned that he was also investigated for maybe ties to the fellow who blew himself up. Well, he became a suicide bomber for al-Nusra, an enemy of ISIS. But does it matter if there's sort of a petri dish of terrorism that somebody is inspired by?
Robin, it does matter. If you get the diagnosis wrong, you're going to get the prescription wrong. You're going to go off on a policy hunt with policy recommendations that don't actually deal with what you're trying to do. Not all terrorists, and the social science on this is clear, they're not all crazy. Terror is a weapon used by states. It's a weapon used by non-state actors. Some people who join terrorist groups do so because they have loved ones who have been killed, or they get radicalized in prison. Some are paid and poor, and they do it for that. There are a variety of reasons, and mental illness is one piece of it, but does not explain the whole.
Well, and I'm going to keep pushing back on you because, you know, people are looking at some of these things that are coming out, and they're saying, how can that be? Does it matter, again, if, you know, maybe he backed one guy who fought for an enemy of ISIS, and maybe he backs another person? If what he's taking, perhaps, an overall message, and others are taking just an overall message of hatred. Does it matter?
Yeah, but there's nothing even in Islamic extremism, which I condemn, that has wholesale condemnation of women, blacks, and Hispanics. That's hate speech. That's not religious ideology. So again, I think we have to be careful about these drawing strong conclusions in an investigation that is 48 hours old.
Yeah.
And there's a lot left to be learned about this person, and what we learn should determine how we respond.
Yeah. And by the way, we should say that FBI Director Comey is also saying that they see absolutely no direct links. They see nothing that shows, as we've seen in other cases, that perhaps he'd been trained or had any communication. There is nothing.
Exactly. And we don't want to do ISIS any favors, right? We don't want to give them credit for something that's really about something completely different, that this guy 5 years ago or 5 years since might have picked some other group or some other cause and committed the same crime.
Jim Walsh, Here Now security analyst, also MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you.